In Afghanistan, militants holding three foreign UN election workers hostage have threatened to kill them if certain demands are not met. A Taliban splinter group today released a video of the hostages to the Al Jazeera Arabic news channel. The victims are a British woman from Northern Ireland, a Kosovar woman, and a Filipino man. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, and joins me now. Ivan, this scenario sounds like it could have come straight out of Baghdad. Is this new for Afghanistan's militants?
Absolutely, Jennifer, and that's what's really put a chill through the international community of several thousand diplomats and aid workers here. It's the first kidnapping of its kind in Kabul, a city that was considered pretty safe. People fear a copycat of the Iraqi wave of kidnappings. And in fact, this group, Jaish al-Muslimin, has threatened to do the same to the victims that Iraqi insurgents are doing. They have threatened to behead these three United Nations election workers.
What do we know about these kidnappers?
It's pretty murky. They are called Jaish al-Muslimin. They're a spin-off from the Taliban, members who allegedly disagreed with the leadership of the fugitive Taliban leader Mullah Omar. On the one hand, they were very professional, picking these hostages up in broad daylight, and they were actually driving what appeared to be a military vehicle. On the other hand, they seem to be courting the international press, with multiple spokesmen calling agencies every day, and their demands have been shifting. They've called for the UN to withdraw from Afghanistan. They've called for all Taliban prisoners to be released from Guantanamo Bay. So some contradictions here.
And the people kidnapped were UN workers investigating election fraud there?
One of them, at least, was, and it's not clear what kind of impact this could have on election results, which have yet to be published more than 3 weeks after Afghanistan's first national elections.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.